Good morning. Woo. It is hot in South Carolina. For those of us that know that we're going to heaven, I am thankful, because if it's hot like this here, can you imagine what hell feels like? I don't even want to imagine. This is hot enough for me, and I've had enough hell myself on this earth. I don't want to go live in it. Amen. So before we leave today, if you don't know that you know Him before you go. Don't leave this earth without Him. Amen?
Amen?
Every time I've stood in this pulpit, I've always said and always have reminded all of us, you don't have but two choices. And it is your choice. He does not send you there. If you hear somebody say that, you tell them straight out, you're a liar. You send yourself. No one else sends you. He doesn't send you. It's absolutely 100% your choice. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you today. Father God, we thank you for who you are. Father, we thank you that we are your children. Father, I thank you that we will hear your word today. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have sent your angels before us to open up this atmosphere. Father God, for those that come in will hear this word. I thank you for those that are here today. You have planned and you have purpose for them to be here to hear this word, to change their world, to change their lives. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for this encouraging word. We thank you for this word that we can walk in, live in, and move in. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, this word actually came to me. We all never can ever take 100% credit, because we heard something, whether it was straight from God or somebody else, or even I can preach off of a TV commercial. I can hear something. I can pull something out of it and preach the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So I have been listening to my former pastor in Florence, South Carolina, who I still love with all my heart. Still miss that home. Amen. And just came to realize the last couple of weeks why. Never really knew how come my heart is still as much there as it is here. Amen. Don't have a divided heart over houses. Just so in, always in sync with them. And I heard him say something that God gave him, shared it with Kathy and it, shared it with our body. We are going to say this theme several times so that we can get it in us, because it is just that good. Our main text is Luke 12:8. Amen?
Say it again.
Luke 12:8.
And then after that, whoever knows, because my life verse is out of Numbers, your words are in my mouth. I will not go beyond the word of my God to do more or less. That is always my prayer. God has touched my mouth. It is Him that will speak. I allow Him to speak. And so where we go from there, He will help us.
Amen.
Amen. That's that. Saying that people would like to say, God help us. Hallelujah. Let me get over here first. I'm going to go ahead and read it out of the King James, because most people have King James or know King James. It's actually not one of my favorite translations, but there are some things in the King James that I do like. I don't dislike. I just not one of my favorite translations. I'm not from England. I don't speak the vowel and, you know, the rest of that stuff. Amen? I'm from South Carolina. I say hey and y'all. Amen? Hallelujah. Y'all come back, okay? All right, Luke 12:8. Also, all right, so that means Jesus did say some stuff before that, but we're not going there. Also, I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Verse 9, but he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Okay, now I am going to read to you what it actually says in the Greek. Amen? All right, that word confess is a Greek word, homologio. The first part of that word, homo, means the same.
Yes.
Same, okay? Logio is logos. So here, Jesus is going, he is referring to the Word of God.
Amen.
The same Word of God. Amen. All right? So, also I say unto you, whoever shall say the same Word of God before men, I will say the same word that you said before the angels of God.
Wow.
What does that mean? What's the full encompass of that? All right? This is my Pastor Carl in Florence. And we are going to say this together. Like I said, we may say it several times. I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to have you repeat it after me. This is what Jesus is saying. When I hear, this is me, when I hear His word and say what I heard Him say before men, He will say the same thing I say in the presence of His angels. All right? What difference is that going to make in our life? What difference is that going to make in our world? See, today we're going to speak about what we say. What we say affects your world. And then it affects the world of the person next to you, and on out we go. Amen? All right, so it's a full circle here. Jesus is saying, you hear what I say. I heard what you said, Lord. And then I speak that word out of His mouth. He heard what I said. Then He tells His angels, and He's like, the angels, they go to work.
All right, come on.
What other purpose would there be for Him to say it to the angels? It tells us in Psalms that they are ministering spirits. It tells us that in Hebrews. It tells us that they are ministering spirits. Amen?
Yes.
To us.
That's right.
Now, there's a difference of that you just can't tell an angel to go do something. No. They obey. And it tells us specifically in the Word of God that they hearken to the Word of God.
That's right.
See, and I'm going to be a little slow this morning because I want this to marinate. See, this is one of these things that you can't, you know, there's some meats that they're just better in the slow cooker.
All right.
And there's just some meats that it's just better if you just quickly fry it. All right, this is one of those ones you got to let marinate. So you take this today and you marinate on it. Because this is your very life. Amen? The Word of God has come to change our life. When God needed and seen that something was wrong and He needed to fix it, what did He do? He spoke the word.
Right.
He called it. There was no light, so He called light, and light came.
That's good.
Right. Right.
See, you need healing in your body. You go to the Word and you get the Scriptures that speak on healing. You speak healing and healing comes. Well, it hadn't come yet. Keep calling it. And in the meantime, quit denying that word denying. If you deny me before men, if you speak out, that literally means that you contradict the Word of God. You disavow the Word of God. Well, I believe that God can heal you. Oh, but Carmen, you just disavowed the Word of God. You just said that it's not true. You just contradicted the Word of God. He said, if you do that, I will contradict you before the angels. They're not going to do anything to you. Amen. Amen.
That's the word.
You need to watch what you say. Now, some of us might think, yeah, you know what? Now, I've heard this message before. To me, this is one of the messages of the Lord. That that we need to keep speaking on and on and on. Why? Because he created us in his image. He created things by his word. We, through his word, create our world. We don't create it on our own. It's always through him, and it's always by this. Amen? Okay. Hallelujah. So, say this with me. When I hear his word, and say what I heard him say, before men, he will say, the same thing I say, in the presence of his angels. Hallelujah! Every time I speak the word of God, I hear what he said through the written word, or somebody preaching it, or having it Christian radio on and hearing a song, and based on the word of God, I speak that word. Jesus said, "Woo! I just heard my word." He speaks what I say back to the angels of God.
Glory.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
That gets me excited. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Because I don't want to keep living in the same world I'm living in. Some of my world ain't real good. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes, and we've said this over and over, sometimes we look at each other and we think, oh, their life must be great. Oh, my life is great, but there's some things I need changing. My life is not perfect. Amen? Hallelujah. But what will change it is this word. Me speaking his word. Amen? Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus. All right. Mark 8, I believe. Let me see. Nope, Mark 4, and you can turn. It does, Mark 4 and 5. Mark 4, I might skip it for right now. Let Kathy go. Mark 5, I'm just going to have y'all go everywhere and just see how much y'all can keep up with me. Because I know where I want to go. Just go to Mark, and then I'll tell you exactly. Let me go to Mark. It's either 4 or 5. And I really don't need to read it. I'm just going to make sure that y'all are there. Okay. Okay. Mark 5. I'm just going to say this one thing concerning this. The lady that was not well, Mark 5:28. She kept saying. She kept saying. If I can just touch. She kept saying. Jesus heard it. She kept saying. He said, because you, that's what you believed in. That's where you put your confidence and trust in. That is what's made you whole. Your own words. Because your confidence was in me. That's why it is dangerous. You will not change your world. You'll make your world more of a mess. Contradicting the word of God. Denying him. See, and what is it to confess before? It's not just going up and confessing before people that, oh, I know Jesus and I'm saved and you need to be saved. No, it's in your daily walk. See, it's just a normality. It's just a, you know, being at the grocery store and while the person's ringing you up, and it just naturally flows out of you about God. Because you'll talk about who you love. It's just natural.
Wow.
You'll speak about who you love.
Wow.
And there's people that you don't talk about, you really don't have a whole lot of them in your heart. You speak about who you love. It
That's
comes
right.
out naturally.
That's right.
And the word of God in your heart. You must put the word of God in your heart.
Hallelujah.
What is in your mouth, in your heart, naturally comes out of your mouth. You will know people, and do we not say it? You will know people by what comes out of their mouth. There are some people that they speak, and I will run 100 miles away.
Because their heart's not right.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be around people that speak totally negative.
Right.
They don't believe anything.
Come on.
You don't even have to curse or say ugly things. You just say all kind of negative stuff. I'm going to run away from you. Because that's what's in your heart.
Hallelujah.
What's in your heart comes out of your mouth.
That's
it will
right.
just happen.
That's
it
right.
is the fruit. It is the fruit. And it's on your lips. And the Lord says that the fruit that you have, you got to live with the consequence of it. I'm here to tell you today, you can change your work. You don't have a job, you can't tell me that you can't just get a job. I got two jobs, but I kept saying. I knew I was supposed to work in two different places, two different cities at two different times. And every time I drove by those places, I said, Lord, I thank you that I work there.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
I got two jobs like that. Knew I was supposed to work there.
Glory.
Didn't take a whole lot of time. Just several months for both. But I kept saying.
That's right.
But in the meantime, I didn't sit there and have money grow. I did what I could do. I worked where I did work. And I gave that person my all, because all of that counts too.
That's so right.
Thank you.
God looks at all of us.
Thank you.
I wasn't negative there. I did what I was supposed to do. Try and always exceed over what you mean to do. If you're a child of God.
Amen.
That's what they're looking at. Because then they come walking in a church building and you were slothful. Your words were ugly. They happen to come into a church because they need salvation. They decide they're going to go back to church and they see you. They go, oh, they were a Christian? Seriously, people, we have got to start taking this stuff seriously.
Amen. Thank you.
Some people don't know God because we didn't live right.
Thank you.
Woo!
So if I understand you right, sis, it's a heart issue.
Yes, it is.
The woman that got healed with the issue of blood, she said, right, if I hear what he said and I say what he said, then he will say what I said.
Yeah.
Before the angels.
Amen. Amen.
She heard in her heart, amen. I will be healed today. Oh, come on now.
Oh, yeah.
She heard first,
yeah.
I will be healed today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So how important is hearing?
Woo.
Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And that's just not the written word. That's the voice of God. Does God still speak to his people today?
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Woo! And God can speak to us in the most unusual places.
Amen.
And he usually speaks to us when we're not talking.
Yes.
What a powerful promise. This promise is fulfilled and becomes a reality in our life when our heart is in agreement with our words.
Yes.
Our words are in agreement with our heart, and our heart is in agreement with our words.
Amen.
Just like Carmen said, you can tell the angels all day long to go do something. Go bring me a Mercedes or a Cadillac. Let me tell you something. That's not God's word.
That's right.
There's going to be something confessed before the angel was involved. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be. Lord, change their heart.
Yes.
Because Jesus ever lives to intercede for us, right?
Amen.
But we got to give him words. He is the living word of God. If he ever lives to intercede for us, What do you think? If he's the Word of God, if two or more in agreement, if he's speaking himself, he is the living Word, right?
Amen.
But in the beginning, the Word was with God and it was God. Before he came to earth and they called him Jesus, Yeshua, he was the living Word in heaven.
Amen.
So when he's interceding out of who he is the living Word. When my words are in agreement with his Word, how powerful is agreement?
Mm.
Agreement can do good things or bad things. When you agree, when we agree with something someone speaks over our life that is negative, we've agreed.
Yes.
Mm. It's okay to say, even if they're brother or sister, I love you, brother or sister, but I can't agree with that.
That's right.
Not what God says about me.
That's right.
That's not what his Word says about me. That's not who I am.
Right.
I am not who you think I am, because you think I'm that does not mean that I am that.
That's right.
That's right.
But I am what God knows about me.
That's right.
So let me keep on going. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, why do you keep on calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do the things I say? Do the things I say. See, it's a heart issue. It's not just saying it, but my heart has to be in connection with him and his Word. Do you see that? That's where the success comes. Isaiah prophesied. And anytime you want to tag me, Carmen, just tag me. And the Lord, and he prophesied. He said, and the Lord says in Isaiah, it's recorded, Isaiah 29, verse 13. And the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing because it's man-made rules. When we speak out of religion or our thought or our ideas of how people tell us things ought to be, nothing's going to happen.
No.
Except maybe something negative.
Yes.
And we open the door to the enemy. Just while I'm on this note, just let me go ahead and say something Carmen and I have talked about for years. When we pray for people, sometimes we get over into that flesh because we're so anxious for something to happen. Lord, whatever it takes, save them. Watch out. I don't pray that prayer anymore because there's an enemy that hears your words.
Yes.
And then something bad might happen and we'll say, oh, well, God did that to save them.
No. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Apostle Paul said, do not be ignorant. Have you forgotten it is the mercy of God that causes a person to repent?
Yes.
Right. That's what it takes is mercy.
Yes.
That's what I got, and that's what I ought to pray for others. Mercy.
Yes.
It's the goodness of God that causes me to repent. Not God always beating me over my head, you're going to go to hell, you're going to go to hell. It's God showing me his mercy. You know, when I've been mean, and some days I can be mean, I can. When I've been mean and God does good things for me, it causes me to humble myself. God, you were so good, you didn't. I was mean, Lord. But you blessed me anyway. You're a good God.
Yeah.
And that ought to stir something on the inside of me. When people are mean, I can overlook them and I can show them mercy.
Yes.
Because God showed me mercy.
Amen.
Yes.
And Jesus said, if you don't show mercy and love others, neither, and you don't forgive them, neither will your Father forgive you. Now this is about our words. Jesus said in Mark 7:7, Isaiah prophesied right about you generation, because you confess me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. Matthew 16, verse 5 through 12. I'm going to talk to you about hearing what you hear. Okay? Matthew chapter 16, verse 5. I'm going to wrap this in and tie this in with what Carmen's saying. I do believe that if we say what he said, Jesus said, if you doubt not in your heart and you say, to this mountain be moved, it shall be moved.
Yes.
But I have to say what he says. I have to hear him say it first.
Yes.
In my inner man. How come she got those jobs? Because she was walking in fellowship with God. Those jobs she spoke about. She kept on saying, I'm going to work there. I'm going to work there. Because she was walking in fellowship with God. Her heart was right before God. How do I know her heart was right? Because she was honoring God right where he had planted her.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes. Amen.
She wasn't bickering or grumbling, complaining, or in strife where she worked. She was honoring God where she worked. She heard God say, you're going to work there.
Yes.
And she said what God said. If I say what he says, then I can have what he says I can have. If I say what he says,
that's right,
then I can have what he said I can have. Woo! It's a heart agreement. My heart has to be in agreement with God.
Amen.
Not an illustration, but I can stand in a cornfield all day. I can say, I'm a soft corn.
am.
Amen.
Today, if you hear my voice here, do not harden your heart. Today is the day of salvation if you hear what I hear.
Amen.
Glory to God. Okay. Jesus was trying to speak to his disciples this day. They crossed over the lake in Matthew 16. They crossed over the lake to the other side. She's laughing back there. Holy Spirit, same Holy Spirit must have already given it to her. And Jesus said something. He was trying to get their attention. But see, if our heart is not to hear God, then we'll hear all kind of other things around us. We'll try to figure it out with our human understanding. But our heart is focused on God every day. Lord, I want to hear you.
Yes.
Lord, I want to hear you speak to me. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to do what pleases you. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. It's just that simple. It's not hard.
Yes. Not.
Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. I want to hear your voice, God. I want direction. He's a faithful God. He said if we ask, we'll receive, right?
Yes.
Okay, some of you act like you're not convinced yet. Well, Holy Spirit, that's your job, not mine. I'm just here to say what you said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I heard, I say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So they crossed over to the other side, and Jesus, they discovered they forgot bread. Forgot something to eat. Watch out. And all of a sudden, Jesus says these words, watch out. Watch out. Jesus warned them, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were hearing with a carnal mind. They might have been hungry. They weren't hearing with the Spirit. And then they began to argue. That's a key right there. You can tell if you've stepped into listening with your soul and not your spirit. You'll argue.
Yes.
That's the key right there. See, if you've heard with your spirit, the one with the issue of blood, it didn't matter who came against her and said, you're not going to be healed today. She'd already heard God say he's going to heal her. And she wasn't getting in any argument. She wasn't getting in any debate. When you know God's word, you don't have to debate with anyone about what God said is going to happen to you, for you, and through you. Because you've already heard God's voice.
Amen.
That's why the words of God says, do not argue over the scriptures.
Woo!
Satan wanted to argue over the body of Moses. Yeah, James tells us, James or Jude, I'm not sure which one right now. Is it Jude? He wanted to argue over the body of Moses. And the Lord Jesus said, no, the angel, I'm sorry. The angel said, the Lord rebuke you. And it was over. There's no argument.
Amen.
They began to argue because they hadn't brought bread and Jesus knew what they were saying. And he said, you have so little faith. Faith comes by
hearing,
and hearing by the word, what he said, right?
Yes.
Why are you arguing with each other about having no bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you yet understand that I remember I fed the 5,000, I fed them with 5 loaves and baskets of leftovers you picked up? Don't you remember the 4,000? I fed 7 loaves and the large baskets that were left over? Why can't you understand I'm not talking about bread? So again, I say. Listen.
Pay attention.
Beware of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And at last they understood that he wasn't speaking about the yeast and the bread, but about the deceptive teaching. Beware of deceptive teaching that contradicts God's word.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how nice it's dressed up. Doesn't matter how sweet or pleasant it is. If it's not backed up by the Word of God, it is a deceptive teaching.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human efforts accomplish nothing." The Pharisees and the Sadducees were so caught up in do's and don'ts. Why do you heal on the Sabbath? You don't honor the Sabbath. Why are you eating with sinners? Why do your disciples defile their hands because they don't wash before they eat? And Jesus said it is not what comes out of a man that defiles them, but goes into a man, comes out of his body, his waste, but is the words that come out of your mouth from your heart that defile you.
Yes. Yes.
That justify you or condemn you before God. When I hear what he said, and I say what he said, then he will say what I said, which is what he said before the angels.
We got it?
Woo! And let's do this a proven point. Daniel, we all know about Daniel. When Daniel prayed.
Yes, sir.
21 days. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let's bring this proven point here. Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. And the angel said to me, who?
The angel.
It was an angel. Amen? All right, I think some of y'all have fell asleep a little bit. You're not going to do this when we're here. Amen? Let's say it. Let's go. When I hear. Come on, let's go. One, two, three. When I hear.
When I hear.
His word.
His word.
And say what I heard him say.
Say what I heard him say.
Before men.
Before men.
He will say.
He will say.
The same thing I say.
The same thing I say.
In the presence of the angels of God.
In the presence of the angels of God.
This is what happened to Daniel. Daniel was greatly distressed over situations. Mm-hmm. Daniel prayed.
Yes.
Woo! And the angel of the Lord said to me in verse 11, oh, Daniel. Now, look at these next words. Sometimes we've heard things preached so much, heard the same things, and really not read it out for ourselves or even read it ourselves, but read through it so quick. Remember, in January when I ministered here, read the word slowly.
Yes. Yes.
It's not a speed track. Read it slowly. Every and, if, and but in the Word of God is significant. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see what this angel said. Woo! You greatly beloved man. See, when you do what you're supposed to do while you're waiting on God, God holds us all as greatly beloved.
Yes, He does.
That's the first thing. Y'all can't be excited that you are greatly beloved of God.
Amen. Yes.
You know why some of you still just sitting there looking with your arms crossed, looking right at it? It ain't in your heart.
You don't believe it.
How can people, how can I know that I'm God's favorite? It's in my heart.
Right.
I'm sorry, I know He loves y'all too, but I am His favorite. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a bunch of ites in the Bible, but I am His favorite. I am a favorite. Amen? Now, y'all can like it or not like what I just said. I don't care. I know I am God's favorite. I know I am highly beloved of my Father.
Amen.
I know it. You can't get it out of me. The only way you know it is to get in that Word. Is to hear things that say that. That's how that gets in there. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! So the angel tells Daniel, you're greatly beloved. Understand the words I speak to you. Daniel spoke the word of God. He heard God. He spoke the word of God. Jesus said, when you do that, I will say what you said, which is the words that I said to you in the presence of my angels.
Glory to
God. Now we're going to pick out some other little things in this. Because we, most of us that have heard all the Bible stories, most of us that have heard this preach, we know what happened. But let's look at these other little words. How many of you really knew that in there it said that Daniel was greatly beloved?
Amen.
Mm. Woo! You greatly beloved man, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright.
Wow.
This is the picture I told Kathy last Sunday. I got this picture. It is God, man, and angels. Angels are ministering spirits. The angel said, I can't speak to you. Daniel was down on the ground. He had had a vision. He lost his strength because of the presence of the angels. Can you imagine that the presence of angels causes man to fall? Can you imagine what the presence of God does?
Amen. Yes.
That angel said, I got a word for you, but you're going to have to stand up.
Ooh.
Because you are greater than I am.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
You're
wow.
Laying in God. I can't give you this word when you're laying prostrate on the ground.
Amen.
I am nothing but a created me to serve you.
That's right.
You
That's
got to get up.
Some of our angels are on the unemployment line because we don't give them anything to work with.
That's right.
Get them off the unemployment line and start speaking the word of God. Woo! To work with.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for to you I am now sent. And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, "Fear not, Daniel. From the first day," and that's when the rest of us will usually say, "I heard your words." It says something before it says that. "From the first day that you set your mind and your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard."
So in the same time, at the same time, don't think that you're all that in a bag of chips. You are always to be humble before the Lord, your God. Daniel was beloved of God because he knew who he was in God. Yet he was humble and didn't think of himself as Paul said. I love to say some of the things that Paul said. Don't think more highly of yourself than you are.
That's it.
Daniel did not think of himself more highly than he ought to have. But he set his mind and his heart to understand God and to humble himself. And he had prayed, and the angel said, "Because of all of that, I have come for your words."
Woo!
But he said, "I have come in consequence of your word."
Consequences.
Speak the word of God. "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia," spiritual, "withstood me for 21 days. But Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there."
So God sends his angels. There is proof point right there. Amen? God says he sends his angel. Luke chapter 7. The centurion needed, desired, wanted his favorite servant to be healed. It was his beloved servant, it says. He was at the point of death. Now, I still always picture, till I really read it again last night, I still picture, even though it doesn't say that, that the centurion is standing there speaking to Jesus. No, he's not. The centurion sent messengers to Jesus and said, "I am a man under authority. I tell this one to go here and there, do this, that." He did not speak to Jesus. He said, "I'm not even worthy to come to where you are. You don't need to come here. Just speak a word." Just speak a word. Jesus said, "I haven't seen such faith in all of Israel."
That's right.
What was the faith? That all you got to do, Jesus, is speak a word,
right,
and it will be done.
That's right.
That's where the faith was.
Yes, sir.
That just speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Woo! All right, y'all got quiet again. Let's go. "When I hear his word." That is pathetic. It is Sunday morning. We are to gather together to worship our Father together, to hear his word, to believe his word, to change our world. You're not going to sit there like a pup on a log, not in my presence.
Amen.
You were created to do something. You were created to be something. You're created to be a child of God. You're created to change this world. Woo!
Amen.
Let's go. "When I hear his word."
"When I hear his word."
"And say what I heard him say."
"Say what I heard him say."
"Before men."
"Before men."
"He will say the same thing."
"He will say the same thing."
the angels.
Woo!
Get it. Get it. Get it in your heart. Speak it out your mouth. Woo! Hallelujah. Proverbs. Proverbs 13. Whoever despises the word of God brings destruction upon himself. Deny the word. It's a contradiction of that word. You're disavowing the word. You will bring destruction on yourself. Everybody and anybody can do something out here on the outside to us as individuals. I still can't blame them because they can't control what's in me.
Amen.
I control what's in me.
Wow.
It's how I react to it. I don't care how many times it happens. When we are like Daniel and we set our mind and our heart to understand the Word of God and humble ourselves before God, that person can do it over and over. We think it'll never end, but I'm going to tell you, there's a point in time.
That's right.
That we might not know it, but Father God will say, that's enough.
That's enough. That's enough. Hallelujah.
You don't come against vengeance with them. God will do it. You keep setting your mind and heart to be humble with the Lord your God. Speak His word, and you watch and see what He does. Now, still don't set your mind and heart for their destruction.
No.
It's like Kathy said, I pray mercy. There's plenty of scriptures that I can speak in and over their life. Because you know what I have discovered as I keep walking with God? In all honesty, I don't know what's happened in their life. I don't know who and what's done something to them that makes them do what they do. So you know what? As Kathy said, He has been so merciful to me. I don't want any soul going to hell. There's enough hell on this earth to last us. I don't want to go there. I've lived in enough. That's not my eternity. My eternity, I'm going to tell you what, I can see me flying through the galaxy. Woo! I told the Lord I could care less about a BMW. I mean, if He gave me one, that's fine. But I could care less about it. You know what I want? I want a chariot. I see those robes on me. I see that crown on my head. I see horses in front of my chariot. And me going through the galaxy. Woo! Star Wars has got nothing on God. There are millions of stars up there. And my Father God is going to say, Carmen, that star right there is yours. Despise the word of God.
Amen.
Don't mock the word of God. It's best just to keep it shut.
Amen.
Best just to keep it shut. Woo! Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:20. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth. You'll know somebody with what comes out of their mouth. You hang around them long enough and hear several times things that they say, you'll know them. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, those are the words, and with the consequences of his words, he must be satisfied, whether it's good or evil. You're going to live with those words. Can I undo it? Yes, you can always undo
it.
That's
right.
But I'm going to tell you what. I cannot tell you how long the consequence will be. You know, I haven't found scripture to back it up, but I still pray it. Crop failure, Father. I need crop failure. I just said some things. I just did some things. And I don't want the fruit of that. Crop failure. Lord, no more watering. Let it dry up. Let the roots dry up. Let it fail. I am so sorry. I repent. Amen.
Amen.
We all know this one. Most of us do. Death
and life are in the power of the tongue. And they who indulge in it. Whoever indulges in those words. Well, I just want to speak my mind. Well, I love what Brother Copeland says. Nobody wants a piece of that.
That's right.
I want a piece of your mind. You keep it to yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you have a godly heart, I'll take a piece of that.
Amen.
Because it'll teach me something. It'll help me grow.
Amen.
But I don't want a piece of your mind. It's probably filled with trash.
Amen.
I don't want it. Nobody wants that. You don't always have to speak. If it's going to be ugly, just shut the trap.
That's it.
Just shut the trap till you can change it.
Plain. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And speak out godly words to all men.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Kathy, I'm going to let you wrap it up. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it.
That's right.
Don't know how long your consequences will last if you speak ugly words. But if it's good words, woo! That fruit will taste good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. My words are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Jesus said, the spirit alone gives eternal life.
Amen.
Human efforts accomplish nothing. Every word I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. They're alive. This is a living word. Because the author is a living God. That's good preaching, Holy Ghost. I'm going to say that again.
Yes.
This is a living word because our God is a living God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are not here in the physical body, but they are alive in God. Because they believed, they heard. Abraham heard the call of God. Get out from there, Abraham. Leave that land. I'm sending you to another place. He heard the word of God. He obeyed and he left and he went.
Amen.
To the land of promise, not even knowing where he was going. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But some of you, Jesus said, don't believe me. Now this is Jesus speaking. He's speaking to the crowd he was teaching to and preaching to. Jesus said, but some of you don't believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones would betray him. Betray, how do we betray Jesus? We betray him with our heart, our mouth, and our actions. Then he said, that is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. It's a heart issue.
Yes.
It's a heart issue. Jesus was right with the Father, right?
Yes.
Jesus was right with God. And Jesus, he said, I only speak the words I have heard my Father say. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he was in total agreement with the Father. When my heart is in total agreement with Christ, I love the words Peter said. I don't make vows and promises to God. You know, Peter, he said, Lord, I'll never deny you.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, Peter, before the cock crows twice today, you will have denied me three times. Did I get that right, Mother? Before the rooster crows twice today, Peter, you will have denied me three times. But you know the difference between Peter and Judas? Peter denied him, but he didn't betray him.
Amen.
You know the
Amen.
Difference? Because Amen. Peter humbled himself before Amen. God. And he wept bitterly. He was crushed because of what he had done. He had denied Christ. So, you know, I'm going to stick with the words of Peter.
Yes.
Because sometimes I can have Peterish days, you know, where I just speak out of my mouth, you know, and I don't think. I have to go back and but I repent. I do. When you walk with Holy Spirit, you're quick to repent.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I was wrong.
Amen.
If you need to go to people and make it right, you go to people and you make it right. Even if they say, I didn't think anything about it, it was okay. No, you might not have thought anything about it, but it bothered me. And it bothered the Spirit of God inside of me. So I have to make it right.
Amen.
So I'm going to say what Peter said. I'm going to say, Lord, you know all things.
Yes.
I say, Lord, you know I want to. Lord, you know I want to love you. Lord,
yes.
You know I want to live for you. Lord,
yes.
You know I want
you
to
know.
Do your will. Lord, you know I want to. Lord, you know me. Help me, God.
Mm.
Because, Father, you know all things. I don't make vows and promises to God.
That's right.
God, I promise you, if you do this for me, I'm going to do that for me. I just say, Lord, I want to. Help my heart. Help my want to, oh God. See, that's a prayer that God honors. God resists the proud.
Yes.
But he gives grace to the humble.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are humble when we speak his word. There was never a more humble man that walked the face of this earth than the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, when he was God Almighty.
Amen.
Let me tell you, he's just as much God as the Father and the Spirit. But he stepped out of who he was and took on human flesh and came and laid down his life. He humbled himself even to the point of death on a cross.
Amen.
There's never a more humble man than the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And he said, I only say the things that my Father told me to say. And the Father God backed up every word he spoke.
Amen.
When I say the things that Jesus said, if it's in my heart, Lord, I want to be right with the Father.
Amen.
In my heart, I want to be right with you, Jesus. In my heart, Holy Spirit, I need your help.
Right.
I'm wise enough to know I'm not wise enough. I'm smart enough to know I'm not smart enough.
Amen.
I'm a believer in Christ enough to know that I don't believe all things yet. There's more I need to believe. There's more I need to understand.
Amen.
When I humble myself before God, He gives wisdom, He gives understanding, He gives grace. Amen.
Amen.
It's a heart matter with Him. It's a heart matter. And I'm going to wrap it up and close it out with these words. I want you to turn, if you'd like to, or just listen. I want you to turn to Matthew 16, chapter 16, starting at verse. Let's start at verse 13. This is about hearing what he said and saying what he said, confessing it before men. And he said, Jesus said, I'll confess your words before the Father and the angels. Amen?
Amen.
Is that what it says? Is that what we've been learning?
Yes.
So if I confess your opinion or religious doctrine, that's not what Jesus said. I have to confess his word. What he said.
Amen.
By the stripes on his back, I am healed. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was laid upon him. And by the stripes on his back, I am healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, give me an undivided heart that I might fear your name. God, I need to learn how to fear who you are.
Amen.
Jesus said, just don't fear man that can kill your body, but fear God after he has killed you, he can cast you into hell. That's the words of Yeshua. That's not my words. Jesus said it. Look it up. He said it. Man does not decide where I spend eternity. Like Carmen said, it's a choice. It's my choice. You can't decide where I spend eternity. I can't. You know what? I'm sure every preacher, every evangelist, if they could decide where everyone that listens spends eternity, they would say, God, don't, you know, all I can say is, Lord, don't let one of us go to hell.
Right.
You notice I included myself?
Thank you.
Jesus said, pray this. I think it's in the book of Luke. Pray that you be counted worthy. Come on now.
That's right.
That you be counted worthy to escape the things that are coming on this earth. And to be able to stand before the Son of Man.
Amen.
I'm not worthy by rules or regulations. I'm worthy because of his blood that was shed for me.
Amen.
I've said it before. I'm so glad I'm not good enough to get saved. But it is a gift of God. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you shall be saved. I'm going to end with this. Jesus' declaration about God. Peter's declaration about Jesus. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who
who do people say that the Son of Man is? Now, you think Jesus already knew what they were saying? Yes. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. It's like the evangelist says when he calls people to come forward that want to receive Christ. Jesus wasn't bashful. He wasn't ashamed of us the day he hung on the cross.
Amen.
I'm not going to be ashamed of him.
Amen.
I don't believe in a quiet salvation. Raise your hand if you want to be saved. Raise your hand if you want to be saved. Get out of your seat and come to the front if you want to be saved. Make an open confession and declaration. Because if I make an open confession and declaration that I'm saved before men, what will he do before the Father and the angels?
Woo!
He will confess, that one belongs to me.
Yes.
That one belongs to me.
Woo!
Keep your eye on him.
Woo! Glory! He'll hide us behind the mountain, sis.
Woo!
Lord, thank you, Father.
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist. That's what some are saying with their mouth. Are you listening? Are you listening? If you hear what he says and you say what he says and you confess him before men, he will confess you before the Father and the angels, the holy angels.
Hallelujah.
Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're the prophet Elijah. And others say you're Jeremiah, one of the other prophets. Then Jesus asked them, but who do you say that I am? And I ask you, who do you say that he is? Simon Peter answered. He heard. Glory to God. Ooh, that big mouth fisherman. He heard. He heard. He said, you are Messiah. You are Yeshua HaMashiach. You are Messiah. You are the Son of the Living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus replied, you are blessed. Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You heard my Father, Simon. My Father in heaven has revealed this to you. Glory to God. You did not learn this from a human being. You didn't learn this from flesh and blood. See, it's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. I can say what you say all day long. But if I don't say what he said about me, then it's not spirit and it's not life. Nothing will happen. But the words he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Who is the revelator on the earth today? Who is the one that Jesus, Yeshua, sent? He prayed to the Father. He said, I'm not going to leave you here as an orphan. God takes care of his people.
Yes.
And just while I'm on that note, and I'm getting ready to wrap it up, while I'm on that note, we're not all God's children. Oh, hello.
Amen.
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 We're all God's creation.
Yes.
But when Adam messed up, something happened to the family.
Yes.
But Christ came to restore me back to the family. The only way I can be a child of God is to receive his Son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The most important thing we can do today, the most important thing that can happen today, is receive Christ as our Savior.
Amen.
That is the most important thing. And Holy Spirit was sent here to be the revealer. He's the one that causes you to hear. hear the, and God will speak to you in the most unusual places. Carmen and I talked about this word, and you know where the Lord gave me my portion to share today? The Lord gave me my portion to share today when I was outside in the yard cutting grass yesterday.
Amen.
The Lord will speak to you sometimes in the most unusual places. But you know why He spoke to me there? Because my mouth was shut.
Yes.
And my ears were open.
Yes. Amen.
Today, if you will not harden your heart, and if you will come and confess with your mouth, receive Christ and confess with your mouth that He is Lord and make Him Lord of your life, you'll be saved.
Amen.
So that's the invitation today. Amen. If we confess Him before men, He will confess with us before the Father and the angels.
Amen.
Today, anyone that needs to receive Christ as their Savior, anyone in here today, anyone, anyone, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 The angels rejoice. They're rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. They're rejoicing.
Thank you.
There's more rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
In heaven right now because of someone wanting to come to God to make peace with God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Brother, are you coming for the same reason? Hallelujah. God. There's rejoicing in heaven. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Need to confess and believe what Peter said. I believe thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
It is the power of the Holy Spirit is here. He's moving.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God I don't have to have goosebumps to know that He's here.
Amen.
But I thank God I can have the witness of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father.
Holy Spirit is here. He's moving today. If you will not harden your heart, if you will not harden your heart today, you hear His voice. Hallelujah. I know there's more.
Hallelujah.
I know there's more. I know there's more.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know there's more.
Thank you, Father.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray with these. And we are going to be respectful and reverent to God.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Because He's here.
Amen.
He is here. Holy Spirit is here. He's here to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to set free. He's here. He is here. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you.
Thank you, sir, for removing your hat out of respect. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Before we pray for these gentlemen, I want to pray for all of us here, okay?
Amen.
Jesus, I want to say what you said.
Yes.
Amen. And Father, I know that can no man say any other man. But Father, you said we could ask. Father, I am asking that every trap the enemy has laid for anyone in this room, Lord, that he himself will fall in that trap.
Amen.
Father, I am asking you that not a one in this room, Father, that not a one, I'm asking, Father, and I know it's their choice, Lord, but I'm asking, Holy Spirit, that you will hover over every one of us. Holy Spirit, that you will not leave us or forsake us. You will stay with us. Lord, do not let a one of us leave this earth until we have made peace with you, God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, through the blood of His Son, of your Son, Father. Jesus, I'm going to pray what you said. Jesus, I pray that we, through your sacrifice, through your blood, we be counted worthy to escape the things that are going to come on this earth and to be able to stand before you. In your name I ask these things. We ask these things, right, church?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I have some. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And the oil, we're going to anoint you. We're going to pray. I'm asking you to be reverent. I know you will be and pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.